The AIDS Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the Helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of the many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The Helpline number is 604-696-4666. Or contact us at AIDSVancouver.org.
It's not just rich people that own the media.
But by leaving out the most important things you need to know, they can elevate awareness to a new all-time low.
I own my media.
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 The Media Co-op is a grassroots national news network that's owned by its members.
But if it's just left out, can you say the paper lied? A lot of things that happened didn't happen after all. If there's no one in the forest who will put it in the news, I guess the tree didn't fall.
Join us today at mediacoop.ca/join.
I'm joining today. You should too.
LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave. You're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives.
It is Friday, the 19th of October, 2018, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksan, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, the Spark Animation Festival gets going next week. Some of the best animated shorts and features from around the world will be on view. And we're going to talk about it with local animator Hart Snyder, who has his own entry, Shop Class. And Hart will be joined in the studio with local actor Fred Iwanek, who did all the voices. That's right, Hank from Corner Gas is here. Plus, we'll fill you in on what's going on in theater this weekend, plus the usual call board and lots of local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial.
Gino Ochi played the enforcer role.
talented somebody should play with an awful lot of souls. Now you can go ahead and be a jerk and you can call him a goon, but he fought like a kid in the schoolyard. He was trying to make a bully sleep his little brother alone. There was a reason people always shouted his name. They recognized the emotions playing across his face. They recognized those feelings, knew they'd often felt the same. To determine the look that says, I'm just fighting, stay in the game. I'm just fighting. That we know and we like to see a little blood on the ice. But the armchair shadows and the TV clowns, they don't pay the butcher's bill. It falls to people like Gino to go out and bleed for the national spectacle. But he wouldn't let himself become another casualty. He took your worst impulses and he turned them around to lead a life of leadership and dignity. There was a reason the people always shouted his name. They recognized the emotions playing across his face. They recognized the feeling. Knew they'd often felt the same. It's a determined look that says, I'm just fighting, stay in the game. 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 Fighting to keep the love of our spouses. Fighting to keep the banks from taking our houses. Fighting to keep the respect of our children, making a living, not making a killing. Oh, let's go. Nation's leader Gino Ojig met with the Pope, it's true. Pope apologized for the church's role in Canada's residential school. I wonder, was he tempted to grab him by the jersey and pop him a few? But Gino forgave him, said it's time to work together to build. Now he owns and runs the golf course out on the Musqueam, leading young people with a strong example. That is what he's always done. And there was a reason the people always shouted his name. They recognized the emotions playing across his face. They recognized those feelings, knew they'd often felt the same. It's a determined look that says, I'm just fighting to stay in the game. I'm just fighting to stay in the game. I'm just fighting to stay in the game. I'm just fighting to stay in the game.
Oh, that's become one of my favorite songs. That's Jeff Berner and the Gino Ojik song. And while the song was playing, we've been talking hockey off the air with Fred Iwanek and Hart Snyder. Hart's on the phone. Hello, Hart. Where are you? There you are. Say it again.
Here I am. I'm here.
There you go. And
I like hockey.
And Fred's in the studio. Hi, Fred.
Hey, how's it going? Am I on?
Wait a minute. I have to...
Am I on now?
There you go.
My God. What kind of operation is this?
let's go back to first position and start again. All right, let's talk animation. Hart, you've got an entry in the Spark Festival.
Yeah.
The animation festival that gets underway on Thursday night. This is quite an event. There's features and shorts from all around the world.
And one of my absolute heroes, Nick Park, is getting a special award at the festival. He's the genius behind Wallace and Gromit and the film Creature Comforts, which first made me realize I wanted to, between that and Lupo the Butcher at a late night Vancouver screening many years ago, Spike and Mike's played those two films, and I was like, I want to make animation.
Yeah, so this could be fun.
I totally can't believe that there's going to be a chance to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm nerding out.
So let's carry on with that. So we know what inspired you to get started. So what did you do about it? How did you get started getting into it?
Well, I had a bit of a problem in that I'm not a good drawer.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly an illustrator, which is usually the main path people take to animation, but I've always approached it as a writer. I love telling especially personal stories and then bringing to life parts the story through animation, so you can not only show what happened but get into the minds of the characters and show not just in this example what happened when I went to shop class in grade 8, but what I was worried about happening, which made it even more fun.
Yeah, I mean that's the whole fun of animation, is you can take those worries and fears and turn them into amazing images.
And my grade 8 shop teacher was all about worries and fears.
Yeah.
I think every shop teacher
did he really struggle to get in the door every time?
You know, everything in there about him is real.
Wow.
And, including, the spectacular end, which I won't spoil, but that really happened. and, he was a big guy with a tiny little door. I'm not quite sure why. It was the smallest door I can ever remember seeing. And he was this imposing man.
Yeah. So, where did this all take place? Where'd you go to school?
In Edmonton, at Parkview Junior High. Maybe somebody listening knows it. The Parkview Panthers. And it was right at the end of this era where girls took home ec and boys took shop, and that's how it was. And I didn't know that until I thought I'd take home ec, and it sounded great. And then I ended up staring at a bandsaw with this scary man with tattoos, and he'd smoke, and he was trying to kind of turn us all into men and have us not lose any fingers on the bandsaw or the jigsaw.
Yeah, I think everybody of a certain age has had a similar experience.
Yeah,
it's pretty universal. Yeah,
and so I was working on some different TV series as an editor, and Ice Pilots was one, Yukon Gold was another, and they were all kind of about these men who could, under extreme circumstances, kind of man up and fix any problem with their bare hands, and. It was so fun to work on, but I also started thinking about shop class and about where this idea of this ideal man who could do anything, especially if it was in a montage to rock music. I decided to write this script.
Yeah. And how did Fred get on board?
Because we needed someone who could cheap. Play every single character.
Let's be honest. We needed somebody who would work within the budget.
Had you guys known each other beforehand? Or?
No, actually. Nope. This was how we met. And I knew his work from Corner Goss and Dan Fermaire, and knew his voice and thought that he could actually do both characters, which was, the narrator now, me as a 14-year-old kid, and a scary shop teacher.
Yeah.
And I just had to keep saying Mr. P's signature line to Fred, and then he took it over and then knew the voice. And that was his famous line was, Fred, maybe you want to do it.
Oh, my God. I haven't. Sit down, turkeys. That was a. And that's the only way I could get into doing shifting from one to the other.
Yeah, that's sort of what, like, you have to find that key phrase or that.
Did like two sessions, and the first session I was like, "What does he say again?" Like I kept asking, and Hart would do it, and I'm like, "Oh, okay."
So, Fred, have you had much experience doing voice work before this?
At the time, I was pretty new at it. I was working on there's a Netflix show called Dino Trucks that I had a character. So that was my first sort of voice gig. And then since then, I've been doing a bit more. It's kind of more what I want to do. Doing voice work is like a dream. I love it. So I'm hoping to do more.
Yeah.
Corner Gas is doing the cartoon now, too.
Oh,
so,
that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of amazing how the two worlds of
together.
Shop Class came at a time when I was really trying to do more, and so the opportunity to play like multiple characters it's basically my demo now.
Yeah.
Now I just kind of hand out, here, listen to this.
This is my range here. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And no, I should mention it's actually coming out on the National Film Board website on the 29th.
Yeah, awesome.
So your demo reel will be available.
Awesome. I can just send the link to it'd be much easier. Did you go to an FB site? Okay, go under animation. Right, yeah, shorts. There you go.
Yeah. That's all me right there. Yeah. There you go. So, Fred, you are from around here. You grew up in Port Moody.
I did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy crap! You've done your homework.
I read one of the lines anyway.
Yeah. So no, I did. I went to PMSS, which was Port Moody Senior Secondary. Shared very similar experiences to Hart.
Yeah.
We've talked about this. although I went through, instead of home ec, which I actually did want to go home ec, but for me it was theater.
Yeah.
But I didn't, you know, that was kind of woofy back then, like theater. Mm-hmm. What do you want to do theater for? And I did for grade 8 shop, and it scared the heck out of me that you'd be in class and somebody would make a ninja star and toss it across the room and, you know, hit you in the thigh or something, and that's not over an over exaggeration. It was a scary time.
Oh yeah, you're working in metalwork class, and you can get some sharp edges in there.
Yeah, like my buddy buffing a pencil on the buffing machine, and it would slip through the wheel and, you know, stick to the wall across the room and like a dart. It was freaky.
Yeah. So this is bringing everyone back home.
It's a pretty universal story of the whole sort of trying to impress the girls and that kind of stuff, and back then was a big deal.
Mm-hmm. So it runs. Let's see if I've
I think
got
a week
the dates
today,
here.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, Friday the 26th at the Van City Theater on Seymour Street.
I'm excited because it's
11 p.m.
This is gonna be my first time to get to see it on a big screen. I've only seen it on like computer screens and iPads and stuff. So
iPad and an iPhone in a cafe, I think, was your first premiere.
Yeah.
So this will be slightly.
I kept bugging Hart during the process, like we'd meet for coffee, and I'm like, show me what you're doing. He's like, and then what do they call when they put in the scenes that aren't actually animated yet? What do they call
it? The animatic stage is when it's all just the storyboard, but edited and with my voice in the first place, and then it became your voice, and then little by little we'd cut in the scenes as they were animated by Jester's animation. Brad Gibson is the animation supervisor, and Jesse Cote did all the backgrounds. And so every new scene, and when I'd cut it in, it would you'd start to see this thing come to life. And Fred got to see all the various incarnations. It was made over 3 years.
Yeah.
It was kind of intimidating when he showed me that with his voice, because I was like, oh, that sounds pretty good, actually.
What do you need me for?
Yeah, what the hell?
All right, so go ahead, Hart.
I was going to say I wrote and directed and edited this, but not acted.
Yeah.
For that, we need you. And that's why
thank God, cause
it's
going
to be exciting to hear it.
Yeah, I saw it last week, and it works really well. It's a great collaboration, you guys. Well done.
I think it'd be a great series, to be honest. And I could use the work. So if anybody's out there looking for an animated series project.
I'm just excited I got to sneak an Edmonton Oilers logo in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There's two. Even a Wayne Gretzky Hawk picture in the back of the credits.
Now, let's not get into the Oilers. Let's not do this.
Well, we could. We have we still have 45 minutes left on the show, but
I was told it was 15, and my coffee's out there getting cold. I wasn't allowed to bring my coffee into the booth. Well, I can't guarantee. I'm starting to fade already.
All right. That's enough, then. So it's the Spark Animation Festival. It gets underway Thursday night. Shop Class is part of the short films After Dark at the Van City Theater on Friday night. And if you want to find out more, it's on Facebook, and you can Google the Sharp Animation Festival, Spark Animation Festival, to find out more about that. Hart and Fred, thank you both for coming in and telling us all about it. And,
so we don't have 45 minutes?
No, we don't. You want your coffee? Go get your coffee.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can stick it out. No.
Well, did you want to talk hockey? I mean, you know.
Well, I don't want to bore your listeners. They probably want to listen to arts and culture and listen to some dumb butt like me.
Important stuff.
Yeah
exactly.
Dumb butt? Is that a word? Dumb butt?
It is now.
Yeah, it is
it
now.
It is now.
Freddie Dumb Butt Awanek. That's my nickname growing up. No.
Right. Okay, thanks a lot, you guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
slow down. I know how it feels. Step into the light and set you free. It's all about love. We know how it feels. Don't be afraid to let it go. You know it's safe deep down inside. Oh, don't you worry. Oh, don't you cry.
Thought about going abroad to study, work, intern, or learn a language? Mark Sunday, October 21st in your calendar and get down to the Vancouver Convention Center East Building to find out how. All the experts under one roof. Top universities, gap year specialists, and student travel organizations. Feature seminar on scholarships starts at noon and expo opens at 1 p.m. Admission is free. Check online at studyandgoabroad.com for more info.
Member of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 for discounts in Hastings Sunrise at
Beat Street Records, Bomber Brewing, Community Vintage and Thrift, Community Thrift and Vintage, Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studios, Red Cat Records, and Selectors Records.
Well, that was fun. Got to meet Fred and Hart there. This Spark Animation Festival. There's lots of stuff from all around the world, and from home as well. So you want to check that out. Other stuff going on this weekend. Let's see. Our dear friend Bob Fraser is doing a play at the Fire Hall Arts Center. It's called Kill Me Now by Brad Fraser. No relation as far as I know. It's about a guy named Jake. Jake is a single dad and cares for his teen son Joey, who has a severe disability. Handling Joey through puberty is hard enough, but when Jake develops a serious mental condition, he becomes the one to rely on the people around him. An ethical dilemma troubles the household as everyone is forced to consider the possibility of saying goodbye. Lots of friends of the show in this one, including Bob Fraser, but also Karina Akeson, Louisa Jojic, and also Braden Houle and Adam Grant Warren. It's directed by the great Roy Surrett. As I said, it's going on at the Fire Hall right now. Let's see, when does it close? It closes on the 27th, so you still have a week left to check it out. But don't miss Kill Me Now. There's an event coming up at the Kulch in about a month or so. It's Thursday the 22nd. We're hoping to have Rodney here. Rodney DeCrew is a local poet, singer, songwriter, musician guy. And he's doing a concert in tribute to Al Purdy. If you don't know who Al Purdy is, he's sort of the beat poet of Canada. He was a great champion of working people and the downtrodden, for want of a better term. But he was Canada's unofficial poet laureate. And a great inspiration for a whole generation of Canadian poets. And this is his his 100th anniversary is coming up, and Rodney's doing a tribute concert in celebration of that. If you don't know Rodney's music, this is a track from his most recent CD. The CD is called Old Tenement Man, and this is a song called Jacob's Wall.
I'm not asking for love. I'm not asking for your soft white lies or your secret touch. I'm not asking for heaven, though I've been to hell. I'm not asking for the things I want. I know that con too well. I'm just asking to ease my thirst down at Jacob's Well.
So we're hoping to have Rodney on the show later on in November to talk more about his Al Purdy tribute. But get your hands on Old Tenement Man in the meantime. It's there's some pretty cool songs on there. Going on right now at the Deep Cove stage in sunny Deep Cove, it's Rebel Women, which is by Joan Bryans, and it's produced by the Deep Cove Stage Society. This is a... Joan calls it her style theater verite, I think. It's where she takes the actual transcripts of things like trials, public speeches, newspaper articles, letters, diary entries, those kinds of things. So the actual words of the people involved, and constructs a play around them. And Rebel Women is about the struggle for women to get the vote in England 100 years ago. And it was definitely a struggle. It got ugly, it got violent, and pretty disgusting at times. And it's all laid out for you on stage by a brilliant cast. And it's going on at right now at the Deep Cove stage, and it goes until the 27th of October. So definitely recommend checking it out. It's called Rebel Women, as I said, highly recommend it. Just waiting for the next event to load up here. We've got Krupp's Last Tape. This is a one-person show by Samuel Beckett, and that is going on at Tyrant Studios, which is at 1019 Seymour Street, Seymour and Nelson. And that's going until the 26th of October. It's produced by Seven Tyrants Theater, and it's described as an absurdist one-man masterpiece. The production stars Jesse Award-nominated actor Lyndon Banks as Crap. Let's see, does it really tell you anything more about what the story is? No, really, it doesn't, but it's absurdist, it's Beckett, there's a brilliant actor playing the role, so you want to check that one out. It's, once again, Tyrant Studios at 1019 Seymour Street. And I think there's one more event we can talk about here. Where are we? I know there was something else I wanted to mention here. There's the Rocky Horror Show. That's coming up starting on the 26th and going till the 10th of November. That's at, let's see, where is it here? It's at the Waterfront Theater, yeah. So that starts next week, Friday, October 26th, goes till the 11th of November. A live presentation of the Rocky Horror Show, those are always fun. And part of the fun is that your ticket purchase also includes your own props bag. So you don't have to bring extra stuff. They'll hand you a bag at the door, and you've got your toast and your rice and your lighters and confetti and playing cards and rubber gloves and noisemakers and all kinds of stuff. And a collectible Time Warp bookmark. So you want to check that one out. Go to alchemytheater.ca to find out more about that. Okay, let's play some more music. This is Coldwater Road.
The most amazing sound as they beat themselves into the ground and leave the holes where we will spend the night. Hungry and blind, way out beyond the line, our heads are hiding 6 feet out of sight. Oh, 6 feet out of sight. Some of us are bleeding, some of us are burned, none of us are following the fight. Some will soon be leaving, some swallowed by the earth, left behind. 6 feet out of sight. Oh, 6 feet out of sight. Hundreds thrown into the fire from either side. Fathers and sons and millions of husbands sunken 6 feet out of sight. Some of us are bleeding and some of us are burned and none of us are following the fight. Some will soon be leaving, some are swallowed by the earth, left behind 6 feet out of sight. Oh, 6 feet out of sight. Oh, 6 feet out of sight. Don't smoke the rations tonight. Assist in the aim of the enemy snipers. And when we are captured, I hope they are kind. And I hope that the wounded quiet.
tonight, assisting the aim of the enemy snipers. When we are captured, I hope they are kind, and I hope that the wounded are quiet.
Don't smoke your rations tonight, assisting the aim of the enemy snipers. And when we are captured, I hope they are kind, and I hope that the wounded are quiet.
Hey, if you like the opera and the Broadway musicals, Roses and Daggers, which is a concert of Broadway and operatic duets, is going on tomorrow night, or tomorrow afternoon, really, 4 to 5 o'clock at St. Matthew's and Luke's Church, St. Matthias and Luke's Church, which is at 680 West 49th Avenue, just a little bit west of Canby Street. So it's sort of around, well, just, you know, sort of, you know, that area. Right by the Canada line, really. That's sort of where it is. The soloists are Alesha Shuchuk, soprano, who you might know from productions like Camelot at Deep Cove or Into the Woods at Royal City. She's also played the title role in The Merry Widow at North Shore Light Opera. And, of course, The Merry Widow is Vancouver Opera's next production. Alesha will be joined by Carlos Villamartinez, also well-known in the local opera community. He played Lancelot opposite Alesha in the Deep Cove Theater production of Camelot. He's also played El Gallo in The Fantastics, and he was also in The Merry Widow. So the two of them have formed quite a performance pair, and they're doing a concert of, as I said, opera and Broadway duets. St. Matthias and Luke's Church, 680 West 49th Avenue. Show starts at 4 o'clock, and admission is by donation.
All right, I'm gonna do it wrong. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay. Wait, hold on. Does this make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we. You're not even gonna last. All right.
Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France. Montreal? What the f***?
It's the script. I couldn't even... What? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival. Fountain okay, just fine. Back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that. Because even a f***ing elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR production department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
That's sort of the CITR version of the Orson Welles Frozen Peas thing.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar, the human serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
My love is like you.
never heard of Pitch Perfect? UBC a cappella can sing on harmony in Q. Made up of 100 members across four choirs, the student-led club regularly performs on and off campus. Check out UBC a cappella on Facebook for more information regarding their Aka Amazing end-of-term concerts.
My church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to.
Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. So pitch your show at the 2019 Push Assembly. That's happening in January. If you're an artist producing company, artistic producing company, it's an opportunity to pitch your new and upcoming work at the Push Assembly during the 2019 Push International Performing Arts Festival. You can pitch to an international audience of producers, artistic directors, festival curators, presenters, and programmers. It happens in January. The application deadline is next Friday, October 26th. And if you are successful, you'll be notified no later than Monday, November 19th. If you want to find out more, go to the Push Festival website, pushfestival.ca, and click on the blog button. And while you're there, you can also apply for the 2019 Youth Academy. Youth Academy is a unique opportunity for a small group of professionally minded young people who hope to pursue a life of and career immersed in and around performing arts. Youth Academy provides a platform to experience, examine, and engage in the professional contemporary performing arts community through workshops, discussions, and shows leading up to and during the Push Festival in January. It's like a book club, but for live performing arts. Does that make sense? I hope so. The Academy Weeks meets biweekly, and go to pushfestival.ca and click on the Youth button to find out more about that. And remember, you must be between 16 and 24 to participate. United Players of Vancouver at the Jericho Arts Centre are getting ready for their November production of The Suppliant Woman. Women, plural, yes. The Suppliant Women by Aeschylus. So it's another classic Greek play directed by the classic Adam Henderson. And that's going to be happening, as I said, in November. The audition dates have not been officially nailed down yet, but it's happening soon. They're looking for three male actors to join the ensemble. They want people that are good at physical theater and who know a little bit about Greek tragedy, but it's open to all ethnicities and abilities. If you don't know anything about The Suppliant Women, it's basically about refugee women arriving in Greece, fleeing their homeland, and the threat of unwanted marriage. This was written in 463 BCE, so that's like 2,500 years ago. And it talks about forced migration and acts about what our obligation is to those fleeing sexual violence and seeking some sense of security. It's about masses of people crossing borders in desperation and not always being accepted when they arrive. Sound familiar? If you want to be a part of this show, you can email Adam Henderson. His email address is admmm@telus.net. Theater Replacement is still accepting applications for their new Aesthetics Performance Intensive. That's happening in July. Deadline for that is February 15th of 2019. If you want to find out the details, you can go to theaterreplacement.org. Shakespeare's Curse by Vian Andrews, which is going to be happening in December at the Jericho Arts Centre. This is a kind of a comedy of absurd characters led by Lord Codpiece, once the world's greatest stage actor, now in his dying days a crabby old bastard. Jeez, I could play that. But I'm busy. Anyway. Anyway, it's going to be happening, as I say, at Jericho in December. The auditions are coming up this weekend, October 19th to 21st. So if you want to get involved with that, you can contact Ben Bilodeau, who is the producer, at benbilodeauproductions@gmail.com. Or go to the Jericho Arts Center website, and they should have details on you there for you. North Van Community Players doing Norm Foster's Drinking Alone. Those auditions are happening this weekend at Hendry Hall in North Vancouver for a production that's scheduled for January 31st to November 16th. Drinking Alone is a situation comedy set in the 1990s in Toronto with serious and poignant overtones. Rainforest Theater is doing a production of The Little Mermaid with original music by James McDonald. That's going to be happening at the Burnaby Village Museum through the Christmas season. And you can audition for that. There's two dates for that, either Sunday the 21st or the following Sunday the 28th. And they are at 5575 Boundary Road near Kingsway. And they have 6 different characters, 4 females. Well, 3 females, 2 males, and 1 that can be non-binary. The Rainforest Theater encourages submissions for performers with a broad range of ethno-cultural backgrounds. And you can apply by sending your photo and resume to James. And James's email address is jdminbc@yahoo.com. We've got Theater Under the Stars getting ready for their summer production of Mamma Mia, the ABBA play that was such a big hit at the Stanley Theater this past year. And they've got a production happening at Theater Under the Stars, directed by Shel Piercy. And that's happening in the summer of next year. The auditions are this weekend and next weekend. If you want to find out more about that, you can send your resume and headshot to Nellie Hanbury at tuts.auditions@gmail.com. If you don't get in on the Theater Under the Stars audition, you can try out the Ximena's Theater Festival auditions for Mamma Mia. That's happening on Tuesday in Vancouver, and details for that are at the Ximena's Theater Festival website. Electric Company is looking for adult Latinx and BIPOC actors for their upcoming workshop and world premiere of Anywhere But Here, an original script by Carmen Aguirre, with rap compositions by Shad, directed by Juliet Carrillo. Production is going to be at the Playhouse in July. They're doing workshops in July. They're doing rehearsals in December. And the actual production itself, the full show, will be happening in February of 2020. The auditions are happening next weekend, October 27th and 28th, at Progress Lab, which is at 1422 William Street in the Commercial Drive District. Some roles have featured rap and singing performances, so be prepared to show your chops in those areas. And you can send your resume, headshot, and cover letter to Shantini, S-H-A-N-T-I-N-I, at electriccompanytheater.com. Sidekick Players in Tsawwassen is doing The Fighting Days by Wendy Lill, true story of 3 women, Frances Bannon, Lillian Bannon, and Nellie McClung, the women who fought for Canadian women to get the vote. We've got Rebel Women about the British fight for the vote going on right now in Deep Cove. And now we've got the Canadian story happening at Psychic Players. And that play's running in January and February of next year. The auditions are at the end of the month, October 29th and 30th. That's all going on at the Tsawwassen Arts Center, which is 1172 56th Street in Tsawwassen. And 3 lead females, 1 lead male, and 3 females in smaller roles. You can send a picture and resume to sidekickplayers at outlook.com. We've got Surrey Little Theatre doing Night Watch by Lucille Fletcher. That's a production happening in January at Surrey Little Theatre on 184th Street, and their auditions are happening November 4th and 5th. And Metro Theatre is doing Up and Coming by Eric Chappell, directed by friend of the show Alison Schomburger. That's happening in February. The auditions are November 11th and 12th, 12th and 13th, and you can find out the details at metrotheatre.ca contact Alison directly at Moreland Mama, MoreLandMama, at shaw.ca. And that's it. For details on these and other audition notices, you go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you would like to have read on the air, you can share it at the Dave Radio Facebook page or email us at DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. Turn around and now you're famous. That's our show. Thanks for spending lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. On Twitter and Instagram, we're at CITR Dave Radio. And if you missed any or all of today's show, or you just want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. Stick around. Audrey's here up next with Too Dreamy, followed by Beppe Crespin Presents at 2 and Nardwar the Human Serviette at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
UBC Women in Science Club provides support for female undergraduates in science fields. Our club has three pillars: mentorship, building community, and connecting people. We offer networking events with alumni, professional development workshops, as well as an ongoing mentorship program to support students through challenges that arise for women pursuing careers in science.